yourself. You will make him happy.
Yeah. that's Dive from the Incesticide record, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Thanks for joining me on this 25th anniversary of the death of Kurt Cobain. We're playing Nirvana stuff until they kick us out of here. Dive, I think that was an earlier song. I think an earlier track from, here. And it was with Chris Novoselic and Kurt Cobain, produced by Butch Vig. I think that was from the Nirvana sessions, but never made it to the record. I don't know if it was like a B-side or what. There's not very much information available on this thing. You know, maybe that's a reason for to re-release Incesticide to people buying the extended liner notes. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, 91.5 Medford. Before that, Sappy, which is just like Aneurysm, I Was Fooled. Joke's on me. That was from In Utero's 20th anniversary Super Deluxe Edition. Even in His Youth, a B-side from Smells Like Teen Spirit. And then we had Smells Like Teen Spirit live from California from the Muddy Banks of the Wishco record. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And, you know, it's funny that I think that the anniversary of his death occurring this year, even though it was a big number, I think that a lot of people were not really paying attention. I think his memory is starting to fade as this cultural touchstone of sorts. I think people remember the music, but the circumstances about his death and all of those other details are starting to fade into the background, where only the old farts like me will remember the details. But they will not forget. And speaking of the music, the unforgettable music, we're going to play another track from Unplugged in New York. This is going to be the Lead Belly song, Lake of Fire. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Grandma take me home, grandma take me home, grandma take me home, grandma
right, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and that's, of course, Heart-Shaped Box from In Utero. Heavy, heavy song. And, of course, the video is even more disturbing. I love the video, though. I think it won, like, Video Music Awards back when the award show was in New York City. Before that, Do-Re-Mi, a solo acoustic demo from Sliver to the Best of the Box collection, a live version of Drain You from that same Halloween show at the Paramount Theater in Seattle in 91. And we played a Sliver. I don't know why I did that. I think I messed up. It was queued up, and it was in the CD player, and I hit play. I know I usually don't like to play the same song twice when I have a themed show kind of like this, but I sort of fell into it. Lake of Fire started off the set. That was Meat Puppets with Nirvana doing the Lead Belly song from the MTV, Unplugged in New York, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And this is our 25th anniversary show, remembering the death of Kurt Cobain 25 years ago. His body was discovered 25 years ago tomorrow. And I think it was they determined he actually died 3 days earlier. So that would mean the actual anniversary of his death, I believe, was on Thursday. Anyway, the chronology is not that important. But what is interesting is that after he died, there was lots of infighting between the surviving members of the band and his estate, you know, Courtney Love and whatever, his parents or something. And so it took a while for them to actually release more material, more live stuff, demos and outtakes, and they did do that. We have a bunch of compilations now that we can play, including this With the Lights Out collection. And this this version of here, or this song, Here She Comes Now, is kind of cool. It's a demo version. We're going to hear it right now, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Yeah, All right, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And that's actually a Dave Grohl song, one of the only Nirvana songs that I know of where Dave Grohl is singing lead. Before that, Molly's Lips from the Incesticide compilation, about a girl that was live at the Pine Street Theater for the Bleach 20th anniversary collection. Stay Away, album cut from Nevermind, and it was Here She Comes Now from the With the Lights Out compilation that started things off. 1,000 Points of Light, WM. I think that may have been a extended set there. I think we may have actually started off with Heart-Shaped Box from In Utero. I didn't get to talk about how it's my favorite track on the record. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and let's move on to the... We're almost done here. Hard to believe there's only 10 minutes left. Marigold is actually a B-side from Heart-Shaped Box, and you can kind of see, you know, it actually sounds like a... You know, it's like too simple to say it sounds like a Foo Fighters song, but it... It kind of sounds like a mashup, really, of the two. It's almost like Dave Grohl is singing like Kurt Cobain in one of those more mellow songs, like Something in the Way or some of the other tracks, even like Penny Royalty or something like that. Anyway, up next, it's Territorial Pissings. Now, if you remember that when they played Saturday Night Live, they played Smells Like Teen Spirit, of course, the lead single. And then when they came on for their second set, their second song, they played this. Territorial Pissings, not exactly, it was very punk rock, and it was a great moment, and I'll never forget it. So let's hear that right now. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Yeah.
This has been 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. This is our show to devoted to Kurt Cobain on the 25th anniversary of his death. Underneath, of course, we've got D7. That's actually from the With the Lights Out compilation, a radio appearance from 1990. I wanted to play a little bit of that before we sign off. I'm actually going to let the last song of the night go to this MTV Live and Unplugged in New York from the Where Did You Sleep Last Night. This one track is just so transcendent, I had to end with it. I think it's not my favorite Nirvana track of all time, but it's so moving, I figured this would be the one to end on. And so we're going to do that right now. I will see you next week here on WMFO 91.5 Medford.
The sun don't ever shine. I was shivering.